Good morning. Our question today is a piyut that we say at the end of the Slichos, Machnisei Rachamim. Hachnisu Rachmeinu Lifnei Bala Rachamim. So effectively, it sounds like, and maybe it's true in the text, that we are davening to the Malachim, that they should bring our tefillahs up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Machnisei Rachamim, those who bring in the tefillahs should bring in Rachameinu, our supplications, in front of Baal HaRachamim, in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, grants rachami, mashmiya, sefila, shashmiu, tfila, seno, lifnei, shomea, tfila, those who hear tfila, should make heard our tfilas in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, mashmiya, tzaka, etc., etc. And the question is, are we permitted to be effectively davening to the malachim, to the angels, to bring our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring our tears to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring our cries to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Effectively, we are davening to an intermediary to assist us in our tefillah. So in fact, the Maharal, in his Sefer Nesivos Olam, says that we should not be saying this tefillah in its current form, because we should not be davening to an intermediary like the Malachim to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's improper. And accordingly, he changes the text, he changes the nusach of this tefillah, that we are davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not that we are davening to the Malachim. And he changes it as follows: Machnisei Rachamim Yachnisu Rachamenu. We're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that those who bring the tefillah should bring our tefillah in front of you. So we're not davening to the Malachim to bring our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the angels should assist and that they should bring our tefillah up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it would be as follows: instead of saying Machnisei Rachamim Hachnisu Rachamenu, please Malachei Tasharis, the Malachim, please bring our Rachamim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Machnisei Rachamim Yachnisu Rachamenu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please let those Malachim bring our tefillah in front of you. And we would change it to Mashmiei Sefila Yashmiu Tefilaseinu in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaskiru Lefanav, etc. So it's all based on a davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to enable the Malachim to bring our tefillahs in front of him. So that is the view of the Maharal. However, there are those who are Miyashev, the Minhag HaOlam, the Chasam Sofer is one of them, that say the text can stay as is, because really the intention is that the Malachim should go and make our case, a favorable case, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So not that we're praying to the Malachim to act as intermediaries to bring our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather we are asking for their assistance effectively, that they should go and they should bring our case in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they should, not that they're bringing our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an intermediary, but they should assist us, they should argue in our favor, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have rachamim on Klal Yisrael. And obviously, it seems that the Minhag HaOlam is to keep the text in its normal, in its regular format, as it is found in the slichos, as the Chasam Sofer says, as the Chasam Sofer is saying, that indeed that text can be said as is. Have a wonderful day.